Welcome to Looptopia, where we're building our own utopian homestead. Today, I'm going to take you through our top 10 budget items that we use all the time on the homestead and are surprised how good they are for what they cost. Most of these things are going to be under 25 bucks, so they're good stocking stuffers if you have a homesteader you want to get a present for, or outdoors person, or I don't think I can say it, outdoorsman anymore. Yes, we can. Just a camper, yeah, or a prepper. These are all really good low budget stocking stuffer items. So I'm gonna start. Also, I'll link the description below. Some of these are on Amazon, others are other places, but we'd appreciate if you use our link to go through. So this is an electric lighter, and man, where has this been in our life? I just found out about these like last year. I didn't even know they existed. We were using the point and click barbecues and going through fuel like crazy. So it plugs in the USB, it has a power port, little button there and a safety, and it has an automatic shut off, right?
Yep.
What's cool about this though is it's flexible. So we use it to light deep candles and jars. And
actually, it was the tall jar candles that were really hard to light at the bottom. Remember, we couldn't
really get hard. They were pretty much worthless.
It would suck up all the oxygen and then it wouldn't light.
So what's cool about this is it's also windproof. Yep. Like if it's really windy, you're not gonna have an issue. And you'll see, go ahead and kick it. You'll see a little lightning bolt that appears.
There's a little button.
There you go. And you just stick the lightning bolt into the paper. Boom. And you got, there you go. And what we really like it for is lighting candles. Go ahead and, I think we proved our point on that one. We like it for candles. And the only issue is if you're doing candles, this part will get waxy and start to not work that great. You need to clean it.
Yeah, they just wipe it off. Wipe it off with a paper towel or a tissue and it.
And then it works great. But, you can even, I would say you could probably use it in the rain if it didn't get too wet. It is electronic. But, you know, it's not like a.
But there's been times where it's been so windy, I can't get those stupid barbecue lighters to light.
Yeah, this is windproof. And, you know, this thing ranges anywhere depending on, what website did you find this on for $5?
Temu.
We'll send a link. We'll put a link in, follow it through. And I got these on Amazon. This might be a little higher quality one. I don't know if
yeah,
it's the
I
same have, one.
Yeah, I ordered one from Temu. It hasn't come yet. Yeah. And I don't know if it's good.
And this was $11 on Black Friday sale. But I'm sure they'll still run that stuff at Christmas time. Next thing I would talk about are these little lanterns. There's variations of these guys, and they have a fan on them, a light, and a spotlight. And we use this thing all the time. See, it's got three levels of light and a fan. Pretty good fan, but what we mainly have is this light. And what we do is we hang it upside down on our tent like this, right over the bed. This is probably our most used item besides the lighter. And this is a fan. Again, it's kind of like the same thing I was showing you, a lantern fan, where it has a light and a fan. But what I really like about this one is you got three levels of fan. It's hard to. And it actually moves a lot of air because the fan's much bigger than the other lamp. I mean, significantly bigger. And if you keep this on low, it will go almost 10 hours on a fan. So we leave these on overnight on our nightstands. And it's great if you live in an off-grid situation because you get airflow on you at night. The low's actually not bad. And if you're really hot in the summer, we kick it all the way up to full heat. What's also cool about these things is there is an emergency USB port if you need to charge your cell phone or something like that. It is a big battery pack. And it has a hook that you can open and hook, but you can also set this thing out. You know, we set it out all the time. It's great. I love it. This is probably our most used item in the summertime. And what we do is we have about 6 to 8 of these. We keep them charged and we just rotate them through. And that keeps us from having to have air conditioning. We just put these things everywhere. Also, if you wanted, we put this behind our Mr. Buddy heater, and it blows. It's really pretty nice. If you have a wood stove or a Mr. Buddy heater, you can rig up one of these Stirling engines, and they are fans that run with no electricity. They convert heat into electric. They kick on around 200 degrees. And this one was, again, some of these are very pricey. Some of these, you know, you get, I think this one was $70 or $80, but it was on a Black Friday for 20 bucks. So we got it for 20 bucks. It's been great so far. And when it really heats up in here, it moves a lot of air. The next thing we have is a hand warmer. And boy, this thing is great. Again, Black Friday deal, under 20 bucks. And is an electric hand warmer. And also, if you want to use it for your phone, it's got a USB battery. This is surprisingly warm. It's got three different levels of heat on it when you turn it on. And it really cooks. So you will get, on the low, I think, I got about 6-7 hours off it. And on the high, I imagine maybe 2 or 3. You can see it turns colors depending on how hot you want it. Nice little device, and it's been wonderful because basically when you live off grid, everything is about heat or cool. Mainly most of your devices are just to make you more comfortable. All right, the next thing I'm going to show you is combo flashlight, solar panel, battery bank. You will find some sort of variation of these almost always on sale. Most of them are made by Duro. What we do with these is everything. All the devices I show you can pretty much run on this. So say you're like, oh, you know, I want to get something that can at least power me over a night or two. This will do it. It does not really take a full charge in the sun. Like if you left it out all day in the sun, you probably get maybe half to three-fourths full. But it holds a pretty good amount of power, and depending if you want to go up a few bucks, you can get ones that hold a lot of power. And a lot of them have two USBs, and they have a port in to charge, and right here is also a C port. So you got two dinosaur ports and a C port, and every device I'm showing you will run off this. And let me teach you a few secrets and why, how we use some of these devices to make them go better and better. So mainly the one thing we use all the time is this fan, and I showed you it before. I love, love, love. If we had to get like one item, it would be this fan. It is that good because it's its own battery bank you can walk around with after it's charged. But what's cool is you can do pass-through charging with this. So I can plug this brick into this fan, and we can get almost a day and a half to 2 days of complete fan use. So you can put this on depending on how hard you're pushing it. You know, you put it on high and get maybe an entire night with a brick, which is awesome. Also, you could, what we do is we sometimes hook in USB lights. So, you know, like those webcam lights that people use, those things work really well off this, and it's a massive, I mean, you use these lights for hours and hours because you got a big old battery bank sitting on it. So what's cool about a lot of these devices is you can pass through power to them and make the power run off the device directly instead of having to recharge it and recharge it and recharge it. And that's been awesome. So you can get real creative with this. Also, you know, the flashlight's actually pretty good. I'll use the flashlight at night to wander around. So between just a few things, like if you were to get these two or three things, you've got a lot of stuff covered because you still have a tent light and you have a fan and another battery bank and another battery bank. It's, you get a lot. I love these multi-purpose items. And you kind of get an idea how we do it is we charge up the power banks, the Blue Eddy power banks, and then charge all of our secondary devices on that, because even though this can do solar in an emergency, it's a lot easier to catch it with a large solar panel into one battery and then push it into everything else. And that's kind of how we do. And I just got a USB splitter here, so we can chug, you know, we can plug 8 to 10 devices in here and just top everything off. The next thing I want to show you is a lifesaver that is, I think this is maybe under $30 or $40, depending on which kit you get. But it is an outdoor shower system, and you can wash dishes with it. So let me show you how this works. You've got your main shower nozzle here. You got a pump that goes into the water. This is like your siphon. This is the actual pump. These little things drive the power. So that's all that's running the power, this little thing. And you just charge it up with a USB. Again, you can use your other thing. They've got a hook. We used to hook this to, we raised this up and hooked this. Or you can hook this to the tent if you want and shower. You also have this piece here that suction cups, and you can do dishes. And what happens is if you push this in, it locks the handle in place, so it just keeps spraying and spraying and spraying. You can use that too. Let me show you the pressure on this. So you just send it down into the water. Now you will get, we used to use this, and it, because it's so low power, we could each take a shower off about 2.5 gallons. And I mean, you know, it's still like a Navy shower where you soap up, turn it off, you know, turn it back on to rinse kind of deal if you're conservative with your water. But as soon as I hit this, it's going to start spraying. The way the nozzle works is when it's up, it's locked, and when you tilt it down, it starts spraying. So we turn this power on. You hear it? That's all it makes, that noise. Takes a second to fill the hose. Have to give it a minute. And that's it. That's pretty, I mean, look how far it's spraying. Considering that is all that is involved with the pump, and you can run it off a USB, that little power block if you want. Although, you know, these things will last about 45 minutes to an hour. It's pretty good. And then obviously you just switch the nozzle if you want the hose for the to clean dishes and stuff. That's it. So we used to raise this thing up on one of these black barrels, and that's how we showered for months and months out here. When it got cold, I had to switch over to a different system that had heat. But if you're using, you know, in the summer, it's awesome. This is a great, great water solution. And just a, you know, hygiene becomes a major issue when you're living off grid. And this little shower was so nice, just to knock the chiggers off the legs so they don't get you, and just to knock the sweat and clean off. You really, really got to keep up with your hygiene. You can't just work a hot, sweaty day and then go to bed. You will pay for it the next day in skin problems. So, worth it. Great little device. Here's our next one. The most underrated and forgotten about device that I had this on my shelf for years and almost never used it. But when you're struggling with heating things up and power every day, a quality thermos is amazing. So we would put boiling water in this, and we would have to, I would say if you didn't open it, it could almost go 48 hours. And if we opened it multiple times a day to use hot water, and you could put boiling water in this and it will stay close to boiling. It's crazy how hot this stays for how long. And I know it's a silly thing, because you're like, oh yeah, we used thermoses as a kid, of course. You know, that's not anything special. And it's like, have you used one lately? Because I just kind of forgot about them. But holy crap, this saves us a lot of power use. So in order for us to have, say, like oatmeal in the morning, we either gotta heat up the wood stove, heat up a stove outside, or run a kettle off a battery bank. And let me tell you, running a kettle off a battery bank sucks some power. And what you can do with this is when your wood stove's on at night, you know, you heat up some water or your camp stove and you put it in this, and in the morning and the next day you got hot water, and you know, it just makes such a difference to be able to just grab some hot water and have oatmeal, and you don't have to spend, you know, 45 minutes screwing with a fire and getting water boiling. It's awesome. So a quality thermos, totally worth it if you know how to use this. Also, what you can do with this is use this for another thing we have, is the hot water bottle. You can think ahead when you have heat going and you're already spending the energy burning, you know, your stove, fill up these thermoses and keep the water. So you can even fill up a hot water bottle, which will last all night long, and again, save you lots of power. So Lorelei wanted to add her two cents into this, because I think this is one of the most underrated.
It really is. Absolutely. Well, we had it forever sitting on the shelf and just never thought about it.
But it saves so much power, right?
Well, yeah, because I was having to heat up water every morning and night. I can't brush my teeth with cold water. It hurts my mouth. I don't like it. But...
or just washing dishes or...
But, and having warm water to wash your face with, or having hot water for tea. It was all... I had to heat it up every single time and...
Yeah, it's something like this, you don't realize that to simplify things, what a huge deal that is off-grid.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were to use a traditional teapot like we do, you have to have a power bank that can get up to 1,600 to 2,000 watts, which is a significant investment. So we do have this to run what we need. But I hate using the power because, you know, just... How much does it drain?
So much.
Maybe like 10% of the battery? 5 to 10?
5 to 10. To heat? I can't remember exactly, but it's a lot.
On a couple, you know, you get a couple sunny days in a row, you get real stingy with your power. So let me show you some alternative if you have a smaller battery bank. So you want to boil water and you don't want to deal with starting a fire and all that, but you have to find something low wattage to do it. These coils are 300 watts. They must be inserted in water before you turn them on. Do not run them dry. And you can use a smaller power bank. So you had a Jackery or a Little Blue, anything that'll do 300 watts, and you'll see it's pulling 246. How long does it take to heat up?
2-3 minutes maybe.
And what's a nice bonus about this heating coil is you can heat other things inside water, right?
Yeah, I use it to heat cider.
We do hot cider, hot chocolate.
It will
chocolate.
Get sticky and it's kind of a pain to wash, but just put it in hot water and or water and it comes off.
So this is a real good way if you do not have a big battery bank, because like we talked about before, running a tea kettle will drain anywhere from 1,200 to 1,500 watts, which is outrageous.
It was, and there was a huge learning curve on heating up water on the rocket stove too.
Yeah, don't do a lot, right?
Yeah, I didn't realize that our kettle was like a gallon.
Yeah, because we'd start morning breakfast and I'd be like, man, it's been an hour. What is going on? Because, you know, usually you see these videos of people with the rocket stove and it's like, oh, boiling water in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
but
no.
They're boiling like a cup of water.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're boiling a gallon.
But I had water all day.
So there you go. And this will take how long? About
2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah, so it pulls a lot of power. So this is an 800 watt bank, but it's only pulling it for 3 minutes, so it doesn't take much at all.
It was way better than the energy debt of the kettle.
Yeah, this is a great way to save some energy.
Especially if we're just heating up one thing.
It's been about 3 to 4 minutes?
Yep.
And you can see it's boiling. We don't take it to a full rolling boil, do you?
No, this is as far
this
as I
is
go.
Good.
So, because the coil's still hot and you have to find a place to set it down, when my tea is steeping, I usually just leave it in there and it keeps it hot. You know how your tea goes cold? Especially me, because I wander off and forget.
So you get a little bonus energy out of it?
Yep, it keeps it hot all the way up until you're ready to drink it.
And then how hot is it when you pull it out? Do you have to put it on like a piece of tile or something?
I usually do, yeah.
So this is a little bonus. This is a electric water pump for your 5 gallon or anything else really you can stick a hose in. Not necessarily a must-have, but it is a nice convenience. And what would you say about this pump?
I would say that it has only been charged one time.
Runs on USB.
It's USB, and we charged that thing back in March, and that was it.
That's it. You just gotta drop the hose in the water. Real easy to install.
A lot easier than picking the jug up.
They also do have a manual pump version of these, and maybe I can get a picture of one. We have one in the tent bathroom. But in case you don't want to have power, but again, if you do the little power block, you can charge all these things. They're all USB. So if you're wondering why the lighting was all weird, I'm in the tent showing some of these things. So not everything is tan and brown. But look, now our bed's made. Lorelai got mad because I was demonstrating stuff without the bed made. So we can pretend that we live really like this. Actually, we do live. When you live in a tent, you have to stay really organized because stuff will get out of control quick. So, yeah, we actually stay pretty clean in here most of the time. Anyway, the next really useful thing in the winter, and just for injuries too and stuff and comfort, lady issues, is a hot water bottle. Now, a lot of people have a hot water bottle, but they've gotten really low price. Like, this was an entire kit for under 20 bucks. And I'm going to recommend that you get the kind that have a belt that you can strap around yourself. And the hot water bottle actually fits inside here.
Yeah, our kid loves it.
Yeah, our kid likes it. Obviously, you can get one that's a little more mature. But this one was half price. And it was pretty cute. So I'm okay with it. I can be comfortable enough to use this. Hot water bottle, again, we have a water tank right here. So on our stove, you can heat up hot water and then just fill the hot water bottles at night. And when your stove dies, you got a warm bed. Also, fill your thermos up. So here's our hot water tank. It's a special one made by Winterwell that actually wraps around the stovepipe. It has a little spigot. And if you do get hot water stove, or if you're looking for a present, man, these are awesome. Boils really quick, and it's a great use of dead space around the pipe. But we use that to fill the thermoses and the...
It doesn't block any of the cooking space. It's great.
Yeah, look at that. Got plenty of cooking space. One other thing is, if you have access to any sort of power bank and you want to stay warm with your hands or feet, consider using a low wattage reptile pad. So it's like plastic, it's laminated. They're really tough. They're, you know, don't stick it underwater, but you can have kind of damp feet on here and be okay. And it has a temperature control, it goes up and down. But what's amazing about this? This 7 watts. That's it. When you have to wrestle with wattage, 7 watts is incredible. Because you're always, you know, when you're running on solar, you're always watching the clock tick down. And 7 watts is like running a cell phone. So there you go. The reptile pad is plugged in. Now, it is showing, 17 watts, but I think I have it on full blast. Let me take it down. So there. That's on at 5 watts. If you go all the way up, you can get 17 watts. For a hot pad, that's amazing. And it's just very tiny. It'll keep your feet warm. And at night, that is awesome. You stick your cold, damp toes on there and warm them up. Lastly, as a bonus, right now during Christmas time, Blue Eddy's doing a deal on these EB3As. I'll link it in the description, but it is a tiny, lightweight power bank, but you can do lots of things on it. It goes all the way up to 600 watts, and it even has a floating feature that lets you go way over 600 watts. It just turns down the power. So in other words, say you had a kettle that ran at 1200 watts, you could run it, but it'll just take a long time to heat up. It's a really neat little feature. I don't use that part of it. I just use it as a standard block. And the reason I'm showing you this is because right now they are $209. They have a $90 coupon off right on Amazon. And this thing is worth $200 all day long. And it will make your life much simpler and easier. Now, can you run a lot of stuff? Can you run like, oh, I'm going to plug my air conditioner in, and can you do stuff? No. You can't do that. I mean, you could plug it for a minute, but, you know, like I was talking about, you don't want to really, a tea kettle will probably annihilate this thing, but you can run a lot of the little power items I'm talking about, and most electronica that doesn't suck heavy power. like, you know, you can run a TV easy. Like right now we have a TV up and not a big deal. So I think it's like 15 watts or 20 watts. The new TVs are really awesome. The TV's a few years old, but it's really low wattage. So I will link this in the description. It's really nice. You got a DC output side. So, you know, you got your standard cigarette lighter. You got, that's the power in. So you can actually charge this thing with up to 200 volts. Sorry, 200 watts in and, not volts, 200 watts in. You got one regular power plug here. That's just a little breaker and more power here. So it's been great. And you got the USBs and the high speed USB and the barrel ports. So for what it is, I mean, for $200, it smokes the competition out to here. Like you can't, I think if you go like with a Jackery or something like that, you will get a fraction of what all the features and power you get with this thing right now. Is an amazing deal. Oh, and even has wireless charger on top. So definitely pick it up if you got the money. If you like, you know, I want to get my significant other something a little more than a stocking stuffer, but I don't want to break the bank. This is a great gift. I hope that these items were interesting to you. Thanks for sticking around through the video. Again, I would say these are real budget items that we use every day out here. These are things that, like, obviously you've seen that I didn't exactly clean the places. This is a lived-in campsite that we've tested all this stuff and really, really vetted it and liked it. And the worst comes to worst, most of the stuff's under $20. You're good to go. If it doesn't last a year, oh well, it's $20. Buy a few of them. They're great stocking stuffers. I hope you guys will make somebody's life really happy this holiday. And also, just, they're good to have, man. Even if not stocking stuffers, year-round or gifts, these are things that we really like. Feel free to list anything that we missed that you think, oh man, we use this at our homestead and it was, you know, $25 and under. Put it in the description. I appreciate that. Lastly, you'll find links everywhere. We appreciate if you'd use our affiliate links. Most of them will be on Amazon, but some of these products you can get a little cheaper over at other websites. I will put that link too, but there's still like a little, I think, a bonus or something if you sign up to go through our site or something. I don't quite know, but that'll be in the links in the description. So check those out. Lastly, if you want to see all of our uncensored stuff, YouTube hates us and hates our channel, so we have been blacklisted over here. So you're probably watching this on Brighteon or Odyssey or BitChute or something. So we appreciate that. This is the only way we make money, is through these links. And if you're going to buy something, go through those links, and you don't even have to buy that product. If you're going to Amazon, just go through that link and then go shopping, and it really helps out our channel. So we love you. Hang in there and take care of yourself for the holidays, guys.